3FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station broadcasting from the now hiringiowa.com studios. Live from the capital city, it's Steve on Sports.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Hope everybody's having a great day. Be safe out there. What a beautiful day outside. A little spring weather. Got some summer weather coming. A long weekend. It's Thursday. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen. My partner in crime, Mr. Scott, is taking care of some work issues. So hopefully he can make it in today, but not positively sure what that's going to look like. So we're just going to continue on. But Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. As always, we're trying to bring sports your way every day. Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Happy Hour underscore SS, and Scott Brower at underscore 13. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700 The Champ as well. What else do I got here? All the podcasts are up. I got them up last night, so that's up and ready to go. We also, as always, we want to talk a little bit about our sponsors, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic Center's Heritage Building Maintenance and Palmer Group, and we'll continue to do that throughout the show. A lot to talk about today. You know, some of the just if you were listening, getting ready to listen to the program, you're listening to Maggie and Pearl, I found out today, you know, sometimes I don't know. Today, LeBron did not, but one of LeBron's guys said, hey, you know what? He hurt his foot earlier in the year. He might have to have surgery on his foot. He's been playing throughout the whole year. You know, it's so, I get it. Man, I don't know how they do it. I mean, 82 games, all the playoffs, back-to-backs. He's 38. But, you know, if I get it, too, because he doesn't want people to know, but it's not, I guarantee you people knew that he had done something to his foot. But, listen, the dude is amazing, and our hope, I mean, it's in the NBA and that kind of drain, and I know, And my three boys hit me with this all the time. He's not Michael. He's on his off nights or off hours. He's not out gambling or you know, just out having fun. He's working on his body. So he might be 38 years old, but he doesn't have a 38-year-old body. But if you're just listening to them, anytime that you have a foot injury that has anything to do with your foot, and you are 245 pounds and 6'9", and do what he does, that's not easy. That's not a part of your body that you want to get hurt. So hopefully LeBron gets better. And all the talk, today the big talk was, you know, Bronny James going to USC. How's USC going to handle, you know, Bronny being there and stuff? And once again, I don't know where Bronny rates with this incoming recruiting class across the country, not just at USC. I'm assuming he's one of USC's better players. I was kind of surprised that he went to USC, but that is in the general area. And it'll be interesting. Pac-12 basketball-wise is a pretty good conference, so it should be exciting. But a lot of very wealthy and well-known people are going to want to go see Bronny play. So an interesting situation for the USC Trojans, for LeBron, for the Lakers. We'll talk a little later on the Lakers, too. You know, everybody's like, well, the Lakers need to do something. Their salary cap-wise, they can't do a ton. And I'm going to give you a brief, and we'll talk about it later. I mean, my big one today was everybody talking about, they were talking about three people. Damon Lillard from Portland, Kyrie, who is, I think he's, I don't know if he's a restricted free agent or just a free agent. And the other was Trae Young. And the majority of people today spent all their time talking about Kyrie Irving and Dame Lillard. Listen, here's the one thing that I, unless somebody is inventing new math, Dame Lillard cannot get to the Lakers because the Lakers don't have anything to give back to Portland that even remotely comes close to what you would need to pull off a trade like that. Secondarily, Kyrie Irving, I mean, you had enough issues with Westbrook. Now you have issues with D'Angelo Russell not playing. I mean, he didn't play. He played really good the first series, and then he was, I apologize for the length, he was garbage, especially in the finals. And then this one popped up, and it was the first one that popped up in my mind that if you were going out and trading for somebody that you needed who fits into LeBron and Anthony Davis and some of the other players is Trae Young. Trae Young gets a bad rap in the NBA, partially his fault. You always remember traded for Luka Doncic. You kind of swap picks. He's an amazing basketball player that until the last couple of years hasn't had a big enough group around him to make waves in the playoffs and do that. He had a great playoff 2 years ago. He had a really good playoff this year. He opens up the floor because he has unlimited range. He can play point. He's a great lob passer. It makes a lot of sense. If I was looking at odds for the LA Lakers to get back into where they were in the conference finals, but they had to add somebody, man, that's somebody I would go see. I would see what it's going to take to get him. I think Kyrie Irving in LA with LeBron might work, and you'll have games that you go, man, we are the best squad in the world. And then you're going to have a day that he's not in a good mood, and you're going to have the worst squad in the world because it won't work. You already have not that neither one of them, Kyrie or Anthony Davis, show a lot of up and down mood swings on the court, but they play like they're having mood swings on the court. And that's not a good thing to have when you have somebody like LeBron that doesn't have, he has a gear. He doesn't have different gears. He doesn't have a lower gear. He has a gear, and that matters. And it's, I don't know. The first thing he needs is shooters, and he has that. And then he needs someone that he can trust with the ball so he doesn't have to do it. I think you could trust Trae Young to do that. And Trae Young is one of the best three-point shooters in the league as well. It just opens up a whole lot of new things. Another big thing today, and everybody knows I'm a huge Michael Jordan fan. Michael Jordan athletic wear. Named a new president CEO today of the Jordan brand. Her name is Sarah Minsaw, the first woman CEO in the organization. So congrats to her. That is a Jordan brand is becoming, I mean, if you take, I don't know how you go down through all the, but Nike, Jordan brand, Adidas, you know, there's just not in the basketball world. You got a little bit of Under Armour with Steph Curry and a couple other people. I mean, it's not a big thing, but what a big opportunity for Jordan brand to move in that direction. I really thought that was really cool. The other thing, and I was going to try to take care of this in the first segment today, because we kind of ended yesterday. A lot of people yesterday were comparing Tiger and LeBron and Brand and some of how they've helped their league, or in Tigers, how they helped a sport. in how they've been in the spotlight. I mean, LeBron was in the spotlight when he was in ninth grade. Tiger was in the spotlight when he was 10 years old. How they've made it through and had success at a high level. And one of the questions was, who's had a bigger impact on their sport? And it's really hard for me to not say Tiger, because I think LeBron has had a huge impact on the NBA. I think he's had a huge impact with his brand. I think he's had a huge impact with everything that he touches. But when you look at the scope of what he's done, there's other people that have come before him that have done the same type of things. And to be really honest, the only two that have gone to that level, and I still think Michael is still, I think Michael's still above him on brand. I think Michael's still above him as a player. But when you throw in some of the social media and some of the different things they're doing, LeBron catches up quick in that area as well. But I think when you look at Tiger, Tiger brought golf to a whole new generation, a whole new, many different ethnic groups, television audience. I mean, if you look at NBA and you look at TV stuff when Michael was playing, I mean, less TV, all that. TV ratings were higher. I don't know if you can do that. But for golf, it's a no-brainer. As much as I think LeBron has done so much for his brand and so much for the NBA and for a lot of other people, I just don't think it has the same generational or the same social aspect as Tiger did. Not only did Tiger bring golf to the masses, and we talked about, he brought it to the masses, and he didn't look like the people that he was bringing in to the masses. He was a young golf African-American male. And nobody had ever seen that. Nobody, I mean, Lee Elder was a really good golfer. He wasn't a great golfer. He did a lot. He was one of the reasons that Tiger's dad and all, but Tiger has taken that to such a higher level. I don't know if you can compare someone like Tiger and LeBron or Tiger and I'm trying to think of other, you know, other huge sport. Unless you went soccer or you went, I think Lewis Hamilton in driving Grand Prix. Not a lot of African American males or females were getting into racing until they saw Lewis Hamilton. And I think that is one of those things that. I don't know if Tiger is ever going to get to play another round of golf competitively. And to be really honest with you, I don't think he has to. Two, I don't want him to. I would rather that he became, now Jack and Arnie and Lee Trevino, but he's even bigger. I would love to see him take a bigger role in golf, not because we want to see him play, but because we want to see him move the game even in a more well-rounded. I'm trying to think of the right terms, but I think what he could do for golf in the next 10 years has more to do what he can do as Tiger Woods the person than it does what he can do, Tiger Woods, the golfer. Would I love to see him win again? Absolutely. I just like to watch him play. But I also like to hear him talk. I also like to see him design courses. I also like to see him try to get more and more and more youth, female and male, no matter skin color, involved. And that's the most difficult thing about golf. To be involved in golf and in different parts of this country, you need to have access to money that a lot of these kids don't have with their social economical status. And I think that's important. I'll tell you what, in these last, it's been a couple of weeks. I'm thinking differently about a lot of different things now. I told the story that I think differently about my boys and how I just want to be around to see what they're going to do, because they're already doing great things. I'm very proud of them. I'm proud of a lot of our, you know, it's fun to, I have a nephew, Kale, that's graduating from Dowling on Friday, carrying on the Seabrook and Steamblock travels to Ames to go to Iowa State. I'm very excited about that as well. I want to see what they do. And I have a very special niece, Anastasia, who's doing rock star stuff. And I have another niece in Mary who's doing great stuff. And I have another niece who's just today is no longer a junior, but she is a senior. And I'm super excited for Macy as well. That's the great thing about life right now. You're listening to Steen. I'm here. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're brought to you by 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Be back in right after this break.
That was home for Sports Talk Radio. Steen on Sports, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans.
Welcome back in, everybody, once again. Happy Thursday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You can check us out on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Twitter at Steen on Sports, at Happy Hour underscore SS, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Partner is still out on business, so we're just going to keep the fingers crossed that he can get in here maybe for a few segments today. This segment is going to be brought to you by Northwest Bank, commitment that you can bank on, taking care of your personal business, mortgage, agriculture, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease in doing banking wherever your phone is in your hand or whenever your phone is in your hand. Just did that to do a little business with Northwest Bank. Also, you can open an account online as well and apply for loans online as well, too. So once again, don't wait. Open an account with Northwest Bank, commitment that you can count on. Member FDIC. You can tell it's been a while since I've read that one because Scott always takes that one. So just to continue on a little bit, it's been pretty exciting, I think, for my three boys growing up, when you have two sports icons like Tiger and LeBron James come through, and you've pretty much got to see them from beginning to end. Zach was a little old. We were, when Tiger won his first Masters, Zach had just been born. So it's just an exciting time, and I think it's a big deal that those two are, you know, Tiger's probably closer, but LeBron's not far away. The NBA, the grind, it's not really something that you can continue doing. In some of the stories, because, you know, we're kind of in that, we're you know, we want to talk a little baseball, and we'll do that today. But, you know, you're done with the draft. Now you have, you know, OTAs and football's coming up. Iowa State kickoff is 100 days. And I think that's getting everybody I know I'm excited about that. And you have fantasy football and all these different things coming in. So just to hit a couple of stories football-wise, Ben Roethlisberger came out the other day, maybe a couple of weeks ago, talking about Kenny Pickett and how he was, when Kenny Pickett first came, he was hoping that Kenny Pickett failed. And I think that had to do with Ben being a little angry at himself, maybe not taking care of his body as well as he should have. Maybe, again, with himself and not, you know, doing more to help the Pittsburgh Steelers do better things. And then to be a mentor, which he didn't want to be. And he actually had a conversation with Kenny Pickett and apologized. I think that might be a growing aspect of Ben Roethlisberger. I, for one, even though I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan, but my buddy Jamie Kippel is a huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan, I'm a huge Ben Roethlisberger fan. I think the guy is an amazing football player. He's had a couple of hiccups in life, and he's growly and grumpy. He has a chance to change that and to be a big part of this Pittsburgh Steelers team, and I hope he does outside that. The other is tonight you get Miami-Boston. It's 3-1. Miami's up 3-1. They're going back to Boston tonight. And it is an important game. I, for one, as well as they've played in Boston, if I'm Miami, I don't want to go up and not have this be a close game or be a blowout for Boston and then have to go home and win game six, because if you don't, you have to go back to the Boston Celtics. You got to go back to Boston Garden. You're going to get all the history and all the ghosts and everything. I for one, believe that if Miami – The reason I think everybody's saying that there is a way for the Celtics to come back from 3-0, a lot of times when teams are up 3-0, it's the favored team, not the underdog team. The Miami does not have home court advantage. Boston does. I think if it's an easy game for Boston tonight, maybe it's a 15-16 point win where you didn't have to get into these coaching things that we think they have issues with. And then you get another shot going down to Miami to get it back into Boston, and that's a whole new ball game. So I think that's a huge game for the Heat tonight. I have a couple of different things on here that I want to go in a direction, but I don't think I want to do that yet. I did see today, and this has been one that Scott and I have been talking about a lot, and it's DirecTV, the Sunday Ticket, YouTube now having that. What came out today was DirecTV will still keep the Sunday Tickets in bars, restaurants, and hotels. I thought that was really interesting. It kind of changes the dynamic, you know, that you still can go somewhere, because I guarantee you that restaurants were gonna do whatever they needed to do to get all the football games on, but now it might give them the opportunity to get these games. I just think that's a big deal. The fact that you can go somewhere and watch these games. Maybe it's not as big a deal as I'm thinking it is. Another one that popped up yesterday. I like what Fran McCaffrey is doing with their schedule for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And I'm assuming the Iowa Hawkeyes this coming season are going to go to Creighton, play Greg McDermott's team down in Creighton, a couple of eyelashes away from, you know, maybe an NCAA championship last year. They're going to Creighton. I do believe that it is a home away. So Creighton will go to Iowa the next year. And they on top of that, is the, as much as we yesterday talked about Caitlin Clark and the iCubs and what they're expecting and how they've had her out there. This, I think Randy said yesterday, this is going to be her third time out there. And the first time it was, hey, it's Caitlin Clark. And oh, yeah, we know who Caitlin Clark is. And, hey, this would be really cool. To the second time where it's, oh, more people. And now you have to actually do logistics and that, to now that you are getting Caitlin Clark with a bobblehead and selling tickets and selling them out that you know. No matter what, you know that you're going to get a bobblehead. You know that you're going to get to see her. It's a how Randy and everybody, Sam, all those guys, how they work this out with Caitlin, how good Caitlin is at this, where she's at in her career, her social media, her with all of that. It's very, very interesting on how that's going to work out. And I think it's going to be a huge, we're just hoping. We're hoping for good weather. I mean, that's the only thing. At least it won't be, I don't think it's going to be cold. So, but I think that's a great job. And yesterday, Scott and I, as we were walking out of the building, And I think he's, not that he wasn't where I was, but having Randy in here, not everybody understands my baseball love and old baseball love, even more than new baseball love. But and the ability, even in, I feel horrible because even in commercials, I am just kicking questions at him about previous players or old-time players or why I liked old-time baseball better than I like new baseball. And he just sits and answers them all the time. He is just a wonderful guest. We're going to talk a little bit later today. I saw this one today, and I really got into this, and I was trying to really think if I could fight somebody on the L.A. Lakers Mount Rushmore. And I don't think I can fight anybody on three. I think three are set in stone. Maybe four are set in stone. A partner in crime said he's on 235, drive safely, and we'll get him here and we'll have that conversation as well. Another interesting thing from the University of Iowa today. It's just kind of it's Thursday. I'm off tomorrow. I'm off Monday for Memorial Day to kind of just, I'm just kicking things around today. Connor McCaffrey today got a job with the Indiana Pacers. I think deep down that Connor McCaffrey, I don't know if he wants to get into coaching, but I could see Connor McCaffrey being the head of basketball operations for an NBA team, a head of scouting for a NBA team. He's a very technical kid. Injuries stopped him from being a multi-sport athlete in college. He was a multi-sport, an amazing multi-sport athlete in high school. He has a coach's brain. He has a coach's – he has a lot of coaches. He has the coach's scowl already. He has the coach's way of looking at you so he doesn't have to say anything, but he can look at you and you get the same thing. That's great for coaching. That was always my thing on the sidelines is I'd have a smile on my face with a scowl as well, trying to get my way. Doesn't always work. But I didn't. The only time I ever got kicked out of a basketball game, I wanted to get kicked out of the basketball game because I was really mad at this person, and he happened to be a friend, and I thought that he was taking advantage of our friendship because he didn't want to make it look like because we're friends that he was giving us an edge, and what he was doing was the exact 180 of that, and he tossed me out of the game, out of the building. He tossed me out of the building at a U-Trip game. Still love him. Still a good dude. But I was not shocked at all that Connor McCaffrey, I guess I was kind of shocked that it wasn't in college basketball. Not at Iowa, but in college basketball. I think he needs to get away from the University of Iowa. And I think he needs to go out and do things on his own. I think he's going to do a great job. Listen, and a bunch of Cyclone fans today said, well, just don't let him talk to Tyrese Halliburton. I want him to talk to Tyrese Halliburton. I want them to communicate back and forth with each other, because some of the things that Tyrese has and does, Connor needs to learn. And some of the things that Connor has, Tyrese needs to learn. And they're both going to be better for it. And I think that's a really, cool deal. Another one, it's in the news. It's very prevalent out there. Here's the issue that you have with student athletes and students at universities. They put a poll together today, or they sent out stuff. I don't know. 60% of college students in the United States in place. Now, I'm not even saying in places. 60% of college students in the United States at a university bet on sports. So the simple fact that you have some individuals who have gotten in trouble I struggle with this, because Jameson Williams from the Lions, who, number one, and I don't know, he seems to be a really smart kid. The coaching staff actually backed him. He did not know. He knows that he cannot bet on football. He said he did not know. He was betting on, I don't even know if it was, it didn't say. I think he was betting on an NBA game. And he didn't know that he couldn't do it. Well, the NBA Players Association failed him on that. Maybe he didn't pay attention at that particular moment when the Players Association was giving that out. The simple fact that they're picking out kids in college that are betting on sports athletes, that are betting not on their sport. If they're betting on a football game, or they're leaking information on a football game, and their football players or the basketball players are doing that, and their basketball players, then I want them suspended. I probably want it to be even more than that. If a college football player is betting on an NBA game, and he's of age and has an app, and he's doing it in the right way, which I don't know how you do it in the wrong way, he should not be punished in the NCAA. Because I don't think it's any different than if there were some NCAA administrators or NCAA coaches that are betting on other sports. If that's not wrong, then it's not wrong for college athletes. I have a huge, and people saying today that they should all be kicked out, and no. I mean, that you can't have it both ways. We don't want them to just be college students and they can get the same things that college students, and we don't want them to be athletes and get things that coaches don't want them to get. You're not giving them any other avenues. Redonkulous. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, 101.3, 1700, The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. One last segment, and then we'll come back to the top of the hour. Scott will be in here. See you next.
Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700, The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Hope everybody's having a great day. We're getting to that close to that 5 o'clock hour, so be careful driving home. A lot of traffic out there today. A beautiful day to enjoy a drive, especially if you're driving home. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen here, Scott on his way. He had some things he had to take care of. Hopefully he's not in a lot of traffic. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700, The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans, bringing you your sports your way every day right here. Twitter at 1700, The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook at 1700, The Champ as well. Podcasts are up. Once again, we are trying to push this. If you weren't able, you're a UNI fan, even if you're not a UNI fan, it's just a really good show, listening to really good coaches talk about really interesting topics. Go out and look for, I put it on there as the Panther, you and I Panther Caravan podcast. And listen to that and listen to the coaches and the reason that you and I is successful as they are in athletics, and you'll understand it completely. This segment is going to be brought to you by Woodman Controls Company. It's Iowa's intelligent building solution company. Provides designs, engineers, installs programs and services, HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls for the entire state. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com and look for various high-end employment opportunities in development, project management, field or service technicians. For all the things that we talked about in that first paragraph, they're going to help you take care of that, or they'll help you find a job to where you can enjoy doing what they're doing. Because, and this is the big part, Woodman Controls is an automation, machinery, manufacturing company, and they do a great job, and I'm glad to have them be a part of this program. To continue on, a little potpourri in these third segments of these hours. I did not know this until today. I don't know if they announced it today or it was already out there. Ragbrai coming through Altoona. Mr. Dean O'Connor, mayor of Altoona. Hello. There you go. That sounds like a pretty cool thing. Sounds interesting. Many, many moons ago. How old is my Zachary Allen is 27. So 25 or 26 years ago when I had a bicycle shop in Indianola, Ragbrai came through Indianola, and it was a great time. We were a morning we were the second stop after where they stayed the night before. It was a ton of fun. Kept us extremely busy, kept the town extremely busy. And I cannot believe all the, number one, all the fun things that you can do in Altoona. I don't know how many times Ragbrai has gone through a town that has a casino. That's going to be interesting. And there's just so many cool spots that you can be at and go to in Altoona. A lot of open spaces to have a lot of fun. So looking forward to that. I'm going to have to give my buddy Dean O'Connor a jingle and say, hey, maybe we can help out with that a little bit. So see what's happening there. But I think that's going to be pretty cool. I did see today, if you happen to be an iCubs fan and you're a dad, the iCubs have a, I saw it because I was looking up something about Randy today. They have an iCubs Father's Day hat. And hint, hint, anyone listening to the show, that would be a really cool Father's Day gift. I need to mention this again, just making sure that we get this. Tyrese Halliburton is in the pace car at the Indianapolis 500. He fits in so much better in Indiana than he did in Sacramento, and I'm very proud of that young man and how well he has done, and it's exciting that he gets to do that. Here's one for you, and I do not have a good answer for this, but it was a poll question today. The poll question is, if you had to listen to 1 hour every day to get, it didn't have a dollar amount, but I'm going to give it a dollar amount, every day for a year to get $100,000, who would you rather listen to for 1 hour every day, Stephen A. Smith or Skip Bayless? I would pass because I don't think I could take it. That's a long time. An hour listening to those two, whew, man, I don't get it, and I don't understand it. I get it because when I say that, Scott shoots a stare at me, even though he's not here. I can feel it. Because he's like, well, there's a reason. He sounds like Hulk Hogan when he tells me that. There's a reason, brother. The reason is that's what draws people in. I just did you. I made you sound like Hulk Hogan. Brother. I'll tell you why, brother. Okay. So you're live.
I am live.
You are. Nice shirt, by the way.
Thank you very much.
The skull pineapple is always a good, good look.
Pineapple pirate.
The pineapple pirate. I wanted to say something to you. I said this last
Holy
thing,
Lord.
In case
okay.
you weren't listening.
Hi.
Do you think the number 60% of college students bet on sports is high or low? Because that's
when you said that, all I heard was, what is it, Paul Rudd from Ron Burgundy? 60% of them bet 100% of the time. I mean, but yeah, that's easily. I mean, it's what you do.
I think that is true as well.
I think the number's low.
I think that number is low. And now, if you would have said, and I'm not trying to be sexist here, but if you would have said the male population of college students who bet on college sports, I guarantee you it's higher than 60%.
Okay, yeah.
But as a total, once you look at it that way, but I know a lot of gals that bet a heck of a lot more than I do.
So let's say it's 60, so we're going to go 85 for men, and we're going to go 40.
That's in that general range.
That's
right.
Where it goes to 60.
How are you? Better?
Oh, no.
You had some trips.
I'm here.
Good. Glad to have you here.
And the Memorial Day weekend evidently
starts today.
Friday is now included in the Memorial.
It started this afternoon.
The on ramps 235 to 3580 at a standstill, both wide. I backtracked and forward tracked to get here.
I just want you to know I'm quite tired because I had to do two reads already, so I'm a little gassed.
Well,
so.
You did Woodman Control. I love that. Appreciate that.
But I
do have to comment. Sorry, again, apologize. Thank you for being understanding. The whole rag going through Altoona.
Yes.
Of course it is. The stops are the ones that we're closest to. They're an overnight in Ames, and then they're an overnight in Des Moines. They are saying that the ride from, I don't know how, I'm sure there'll be a way to officially do it. The ride from Ames to Des Moines, they say there's going to be up to 100,000 bikers. They're looking for a world record. Back in the day when I was on RagBri in my teens, so you know we were on Flintstone bikes, but anyway, you know, it was 11,000 registered bikers, but there was upwards of 20,000 a day because people would just do the day ride stuff like that.
I think at Indianola when they came through, I think our estimation was like 38,000. Which is still a lot.
But I mean, it's no. I think it's a 1980. God, what would it be? 83 Trek 420
oh my God,
or whatever.
That's ancient.
That right.
When
it
I
is.
Graduated.
Yeah, I know. Well, it is a long time. It's a long time ago. But I had my bike restored by a bike connoisseur with everything, and I still have the pouch on the front with the RagBri badge on the front. So, but with that being said, no, it's. I would assume since they're leaving Des Moines and going to Altoona, like what you said, they're going to be a number two stop. Now, you know, your first in when you leave in the morning, it's usually you stop and got an ice cream cone, or it's like, okay, I'm leaving at 6:30, 7 o'clock. I need to stop and get a Bloody Mary.
I'm looking for a patio.
You stop and get your Bloody Mary, or you get your first pork chop on a stick to give you protein so you can head on to the next town. But it was,
if somebody knows, cause I follow RagBri, but I don't know if they've ever gone through where there's a casino. I think that would be really cool.
They have. Think about it. In the last 10 years, how many casinos
have
we had?
There are. You had to.
Pete's Sakes, Jefferson has a casino for Pete's Sakes.
Well, that is true. So I had just a quick story because we have 30 seconds. So when I did that, so I was the lead for the city of Indianola, the mayor and I, chief of police. And after it was all done, I had Zach, he was probably a year old because we had him in a wagon and stuff. And as soon as it was done, we got everybody out there. We're trying to do, and man, I didn't feel good. So went to, I followed my doctor friend over to the Iowa clinic. He goes, dude, you have mumps.
Have you been around anybody? 28,000 people.
Exactly. And serving food and beer. That was always good. But I never heard anything, so I think we're safe. If you're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, you're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700, the Champ Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. So much to talk about now that he's in here. We'll be back right after this break. You're not allowed to tell me which ones I could and could not read when you're not in here.
No, you're good.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
We're both in here for this segment. It's kind of nice. Glad to have you back in here. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Twitter, at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Yep, got them all. Facebook at 1700 The Champ, website as well. Podcasts are up, and I listened to both of them. Randy was really good yesterday. I listened to the first little bits of each of his segments just to see how they sounded, and sounded really good. And he's like you said, he's really, really smart, which is cool, especially when you have somebody like me going, okay, so when this happened there, what do you think? And I'm like, I'm driving him crazy asking him old-time baseball questions, but that's why he's here. I mean, we're doing a good job of doing iCubs.
Well, I think it's even more. I mean, he is a personality that you want to dive into because, like, his marketing, his business, his baseball knowledge, all the different things of what he does.
And when he told us yesterday, I live, eat, breathe baseball. Even if I wasn't doing what I was doing, I would live, eat, breathe. Exactly.
No, he's an easy one to talk to.
All right, you got the read, my friend.
Read, we're going to do the Palmer Group, an employee-owned company providing employment services since 1998. Finding a job has always been challenging, but in 2023, it's even more daunting. Palmer Group was founded on to change the dynamic and focus on the clients and the candidates to make lives better. The company's model of getting candidates and companies on the same page makes things happen has never been more important or challenging. Currently, there's over 500 jobs that are open on the website at thepalmergroup.com. Jobs in accounting and finance, admin and customer service, manufacturing, information technology, and mortgage and banking. Keep both the staff and the candidates very busy. Check out the website and find out what the Palmer Group can do for you.
Okay. Nice job. I wanted to mention one thing.
Okay.
So it said today on social media that DirecTV will still have the Sunday ticket in bars, restaurants, and hotels.
Yes.
Did you see that too?
No. But they did that. Where did I see this? I forget what it has to do with. But you could go to, there's a whole other range of channels that we don't get. Yeah. I mean, seriously, I want to say it's like 3063. I mean, you got to go way up there, but you could get to watch certain things on DirecTV, gotcha. But it was a...
So the Sunday ticket. You can get the Sunday ticket. That's what they said.
Right. You still... Okay. From my understanding...
I don't want to give out bad information. But
No. But listen to me. You are going to have to purchase it from YouTube TV. But with that, it will be a release for bars, hotels that are doing multiple...
That makes more sense. Okay.
You will purchase it, but you will not... Because they're not going to have streaming devices on everything. They're not going to have they're not going to go through every single bar TV and put a Roku TV or whatever. They are just going to, so that what you currently have as a vehicle, you're going to be able to stream the service that you bought from somewhere else. So in other words, more money was exchanged, and DirecTV said, sure, we'll take your money.
Absolutely. Okay. Just a couple more, just to pick your brain a little bit. Your buddies on the West Coast in Washington.
Yes.
Are they Husky fans or Washington State fans?
They're all Coug alum.
Washington State Cougars.
Washington State Cougars.
Maybe the one athletic department in the country that's in a lot of trouble with money. They have no money.
Yeah. Well, they got lots of fans. I know that. Yep.
It's funny that what you got, Kevin Warren.
Yes.
Left the Big Ten in a little bit of turmoil.
Yes.
Horse trading to get what he got to make them happy has contingencies and apostrophes and whatever the thing is, the lot what's that one?
Asterisk.
Asterisk. There you go. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A lot of asterisks in the contracts that they're now figuring out, and he's sitting in a nice cushy job as being the president of the Chicago Bears.
Right. There's a lot of things that if this happened, then that would happen. Right. Then you could get that.
Right. So and those things are falling into place. $35 million per team that was said is what this was for, and the reason that we did what we did is not there anymore. So it is, they're struggling. The Pac-12 is struggling. And what the Pac-12 didn't expect, they thought, okay, you know what? Here's the deal. ESPN's going to come through. ESPN's barely surviving. They're right. slashing staff. They're cutting. And this is why I was waiting for you to get here. So, our guy, Pat McAfee.
Mm-hmm.
Pat McAfee, when he first got his into commercial radio, was here, CBS.
He came
on right before my show. Great lead in. I mean, it was awesome. But he couldn't do what he wanted to do.
Right.
And
he was censored. He wanted
yes.
And if you watch them on their YouTube channel that were there, then that's what my boys love to watch. It's definitely blue.
I mean, it's. And so I know that he's a smart business. Listen, he's everywhere. And right. he happens to be everywhere where there's money to be made. What's bigger than college football and professional football right now? WWE. What's he do? He's one of the main draws at WWE. He's not even a wrestler. And he's one of right. their biggest draws.
Right, exactly.
So he has that. He has. His talk show is, I mean, it's killing everybody else. It's not even remotely close. And it's not on something that should be getting ratings.
Right.
How he does that at ESPN, but just how this is. So Max Kellerman is on them in the morning with Max, J. Will, and it's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Right.
I'm a huge fan of the show. I'm not a huge Max Kellerman fan when he's talking sports, unless it's boxing, because I'm a boxing guy too.
Okay,
Max Kellerman.
You're old
great.
School boxing.
Yeah.
Yes,
Max
yes.
Kellerman's an amazing figurehead on boxing, but he has a show it's called This Just In. It's in the afternoon. It's a pretty well liked show and has good ratings. Gone, because that's where Pat McAfee's coming in. He's got nowhere to go.
Yeah,
and I don't know what Pat McAfee. You know, when they said, hey, you can't say this word, he goes, no, I just can't say that word as much. And I'm like,
here's the thing, though. He was, because obviously Lee Corso is in the waning part of his career.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You could say life. It's okay.
Okay, no, but it's Pat McAfee was put into Game Day and was phenomenal.
He was phenomenal. I mean, he was.
And who is Game Day? ESPN.
Right.
Okay. So I think here's the deal. We're going to do Game Day is going to be your big money thing that we need you for, but we need to make this a complete year package for you because Game Day is only during the football season. So they're going to, here's your big dollars here for Game Day. We're going to caveat you with this over there. So they put together a package and sold it to him.
But his radio show because his radio show is worth a lot of money. So, I mean, it wasn't like they didn't go, they paid a ton for that. And it seems really weird for me. Because every day you read about ESPN, this guy's not going to be there. This guy's gone. This guy's gone. They already did it to the Golics. I love the Golics.
I know, but they really are, how do you say, picking up the dice, rolling it, and shaking your hands and rolling it back out because they're trying to, because they are losing.
No, they're losing money left and right.
Right.
I mean, it's not even.
And Disney is also, I mean, since they're mother company, I mean, they're going to go, all right. Appreciate it. It's a great name, but we need to be a profitable entity.
Right.
We're not just going to dump money into the four letters.
And they need to be a profitable entity, and maybe that's why they go, okay. Because I could see the wonkers at Disney. Okay, we listen to Pat McAfee.
Did you say wonkers or wokers?
Wonkers. Wokers.
It's wokers.
Wokers, wonkers. But,
okay.
We don't understand. And they're like, this is how much, this is his audience. This is how much he makes doing it by himself. And Disney didn't even, we're in, do whatever you need to do.
Right.
We'll cover the fines if we have to cover the fines. because they're in dire straits.
Right.
ESPN is in dire straits with the amount of money that they have and the amount of where the stock price of Disney, which is ESPN's parent company, is.
Right.
And it's not good. And, you know, it's not good anywhere in some of these things. And that's one of the things I was going to, you know, one of these times when we have a down day, here's the problem with having an opinion, is that most opinions are liked by 50 and disliked by 50. That's the great thing about having an opinion.
Right.
And
but
if you really have an opinion that 50% really, really, really doesn't like, you start to lose a lot of different things.
Right.
So you have to be so careful. So I don't know how, I'm not positive how ESPN and Disney and all those guys are going to work him in. I get it, and I get the dollar amount. He's got to say yes. I mean, you can't be Pat McAfee and go, yeah, I'm going to pass up that kind
of money. Here's the aura of Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee and his show that everyone loves in that demographic, whether it's the 16 to 30-year-old male, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because their show is a bunch of guys in a college house. And you got a beer over here. You got one guy in a tuxedo with Hawaiian shorts. You got another guy over here with sunglasses because he needs sunglasses inside. I mean, it's the Animal House vibe, and their verbiage is also, you know, to use a dated term, Animal House.
Right.
Now, if you try to clean this up,
it doesn't work. It didn't work on CBS.
You're gonna you try to clean it up, then it's gonna be like, well, this isn't the cutting edge show I wanted. This is, he sold out. Now they're gonna go find the next thing that is cutting edge. It's you can't just put the face and hope that you get the aura with it, because you've got to have the name Pat McAfee. Like I said, I've said this before. I remember when Pat McAfee used to be friends with the Bob and Tom Show.
Yes.
Which KGGO, all that. He was good friends because he was from the area, because it's an Indiana-based syndicated show. He would come on. He was hilarious. He could be edgy because it was Bob and Tom. He wasn't vulgar as much as he can be with his buddies on his podcast and things like that. But you knew he wasn't just today in sports there was a 7-2 win over blah, blah, blah. It was, did you see the shorts on this guy? Did he even wear? You know, I mean, he was that guy. And if it gets to be too corporate, it will explode in their face.
And this is the reason that I like Pat McAfee more than the two people I talked about earlier today, that if you had to pick one for a lot of money, who would you listen to for an hour every day for the rest of your life, Stephen A. or Skip Bayless? Stephen A. and Skip Bayless don't actually believe what they're saying. Pat McAfee believes. I mean, he's not,
right,
he's
right.
not being outlandish.
Yes.
He's saying the things. Skip Bayless and who did I just say?
Stephen A. Stephen A. always makes, he will say something so that it trends on Twitter, so he gets the clicks. It's, you know, you could, you know, throw a dart and go, okay, which direction is he going to go today? But I mean, Skip Bayless, you always can go, well, if it's going to be about the Cowboys, he will talk about the Cowboys. I mean, that's constantly.
Everything else, he'll just do the opposite.
Right.
To try to,
you know, and it's, we've even joked about Dick Vitale. You can't do this. You ruin it until Kansas gets a really good, this is great.
Yeah, Hunter Dickerson to Kansas is the greatest thing ever. Yep. And that's what we're talking about. You just lost all your credibility.
Right. But I get it.
I'm gonna listen. I know that.
I haven't seen, exactly. I'm gonna listen. I haven't seen the entire package, but you know it has to do with game day. It has to do with him having a show. Are they going to? Can he still do his Pat McAfee thing under an unbridled format? Can he still?
It's gonna be interesting.
You're an employee now. I can't have you dropping the F-bomb like you do on your podcast. Well, that's what the people are listening to,
that's
right
why
or wrong.
That's why you just paid me all this money. So that's
right.
That's gonna be interesting. So an update.
Yes.
Les Nessman update. This shows how old I am.
As God is my witness, I thought the turkeys could fly. Okay.
The best
I'm here with you.
Ever.
All right. Your update.
Alan Lazard is not hurt badly. He got hit in the giblets.
No, he said, didn't he say gonads?
Yeah, he did, but I didn't want to say that on the radio because I didn't know if I could say gonads on the
Oh, good Lord, it's not on the list. If that, the list is that big. He got... Yeah,
giblets. I said giblets.
He went into the locker room. He got his omelet had ranchos, or huevos ranchero. He got... Boom! Yep,
boom.
Went in the locker room, caught his breath, came back out, finished the practice at 100% capacity. So, but he loves the fact, LOL, Twitter, thank you for your concern. Because they had him out, they had him on a stretcher, they had... I think Vegas.
The world is falling.
Yeah, exactly. Vegas had it that, okay, we're changing the odds. He's out. So, anyway, yes, I saw that, and I love the fact that he had fun with it.
So, we have 2 minutes left.
Yes, we do.
So, I have to hear this every morning when I'm driving into work, listening to different sports. American Gladiators has an ESPN 360 coming up. Do you remember American Gladiators?
Really?
Yes, it's 360 with.
God, what was it? I remember the gals. I can't remember their names, but they were. But yeah, you had contestants that were dressed up in 1988 headbands and shooting Nerf guns at it looked like exotic dancers shooting Nerf guns back at you. It was great.
Yep,
American Gladiators. And ESPN 360.
Yep,
on 30 for 30 or ESPN 360.
Maybe it's a 30 for 30. Maybe that's what it. Maybe it was 30.
Did it get shut down because there was steroid use? You think? Oh wait, it was entertainment.
Yes, it was the entertainment industry. That's okay.
Oh God, I'm gonna have to think of those.
But it was like Blaze. I know Blaze was one.
No, see, you're thinking of Dodgeball. This is Blazer.
No, I knew.
This is Laser, and this is Michelle. Yeah. But it was names like that. It was Blaze. Yeah, I think it was Blaze.
It was. It was like Andrea Blaze.
Yes. It's also the
But isn't that funny that is that far 19
Seriously, it was mid-80s to early 90s.
Yeah, because
it was the same time frame when we had everybody was getting the Corey Everson workout tapes.
Yes.
For the workout. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, look that up. But yeah, see?
I thought that was a good one too as well.
I'm trying to find a Big Ten baseball update.
So we got about 7 seconds, so I'm going to give you a little lead time here, and I'm going to do it on the air. We come back in, we're going to do an L.A. Laker Mount Rushmore. They talked about it today, and I thought it was pretty interesting.
Really?
Yes.
I'm in.
Okay. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We got a lot to talk about. Good to have you back in here.
Glad to be
here. We will be back right after this break. We got L.A. Laker talk. We have some NFL talk about a lot of things, quarterbacks, games, schedule.
For real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Thursday. As you heard in the rundown of traffic, with Scott getting in here and people trying to get home, be safe, be careful. We want to get you home. We're trying to do that by giving you some sports talk. You need to be paying attention to the road. You're listening to us on 101.3. And 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. This segment's going to be brought to you by Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. Three locations, 6001 Westtown Parkway, 1301 Penn Avenue, Suite 213. And 350 Northeast 36th Street. Services include foot, ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. DMOS Urgent Injury Clinics are open at both Ankeny and West Des Moines locations. No appointment needed. Look up wait times online at DMOS.com. Check them out. When you have issues, especially sports-related issues, there is nobody better than DMOS. Thank you, DMOS, for being a part of the show. Okay.
I finally found it.
5-4.
5-4, Iowa over Indiana.
Indiana, so it's the bottom of the eighth.
The Big Ten baseball tournament.
Yep, in Omaha.
In Omaha. Okay, now it is the end of the eighth, and Iowa is up 5-4. This is a game.
It is a game.
Okay, real quick, though, before we get away from that. So that first game they won was huge because, you know, put them in the winning bracket with this one. Do you feel everything you've been watching and heard, are they going to make the NCAA?
Yes. I think so.
No
matter what.
I was
losing to Indiana, if they'd have lost to them 5-4, 5-0.
Right.
It doesn't help that even where they're at, that Brody just had an off day today.
Right.
That doesn't help.
They win this one. They win this one. Check the mark there.
I think so.
They lose this one, but then they have to win two more.
Right. And then I don't know if they have the pitching. I don't know if they have the pitching to do that. Exactly. That's their problem.
Anyway,
getting into the NCAA tournament, I don't know how much pitching they have that they can get there. That's the thing. I mean, they can hit the ball. They play good defense. Okay. And they have good pitching. It's just not. That's the difference between being in the SEC and being in the Big Ten when you're playing baseball.
Right.
They just have more arms.
I want to be in the NCAA tournaments and go to College World Series.
Yeah. interesting couple of articles today coming out. It looks like if all said and done and in stone, Brock Purdy could be ready for the beginning of the year and be the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers.
Looking a hitting streak in the eye. You just don't do that.
Licking the wound. Where was that going?
Sorry, hitting. I did looking and hitting, and that's where I came up with licking. But anyway, thank you for making me uncomfortable, as you always do. I love it when you make me uncomfortable in front of Randy. That's always a high point for me as well. But anyway, no, I think that would be wonderful. I think that would be a great story. Because you know what? The NFL just doesn't get enough publicity. That'd just be great.
Exactly. and the funny thing is, when you're listening to all this, is and oh my God, his name, the quarterback that was with
whom? A team?
Well he's with Jackson. He's now with the San Francisco 49ers. And he's been a starting
Boyle?
No. He was like a number one draft pick. It's going to hit me here in a second.
Okay, your phone will blow up here in a second.
Yeah.
So.
But you know, they're like, well, you know, I think Kyle Shanahan can do something with him. I'm like, well, really? Do you think so? Because he did something with Brock Purdy that no one thought he could do.
Kyle Shanahan,
Mike Shanahan. Yeah, Kyle. Who's the Kyle Shanahan with the San Francisco 49ers? Right? Am I wrong?
Did I just go blank on that? No, you're right. You're right. Okay. Sorry. I thought you said, yeah, I don't know. Mike
Shanahan.
No, you said Shanahan. My brain heard Schottenheimer. I'm like, what? No, wait a minute. So, okay. But no, it's. Sam Darnold. There you go.
Number one pick.
Right.
Did not. I mean, he had a crappy Jets team. He had a crappy Panthers team.
I know.
I hate that when these quarterbacks don't get, you know.
But it is so many times where the stars have to align for things to go right.
I saw today a picture of Baker Mayfield. He might have been with the Panthers, and his first four passes wasn't even close. They're like, oh, Baker Mayfield's in
mid-season form. Exactly.
That's a funny
one. That's just what we need. Little stories from the NFL. So
okay, so here's the funny thing, and this will cheer you up before we move on to some of the
I'm not
Lakers.
Cheery.
You know, I'm just saying it'll cheer you up more than what you currently are. Super Bowls in the last 20, I can't remember what it said, early 70s. The most Super Bowls.
Okay. Early 70s?
Yeah.
It's almost 50 years ago.
I know it.
It is 50 years ago.
But who do you think is on top of that list?
Early 70s.
To now. I mean, it could be, it has to be from the early 70s. I didn't write down.
Pittsburgh. That. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Miami. So it must be later than...
Did they just like pigeonhole it between 72 and 72 or what?
Super Bowl. Most Super Bowls was... See, how was... See
that's
that,
not possible.
It had to be... No. I don't know, because that's... You're right. That is bogus. Because...
That is bogus. No. And for the record, it wasn't me that posted it.
No.
So, well...
Okay. I'm looking.
Don't you tease me with the Lakers Mount Rushmore? And I'm gonna throw you off with mine.
I'm going so. Lakers Mount Rushmore, and here's the reason this came up.
It's four
people.
I just want to make sure
Mount Rushmore is four. Okay. Yeah, not five, not three.
Right? Okay, we're not doing some
four.
Well,
four.
You know they were gonna put another president. So no, they're not.
I think three are just you can't even discuss them. But you're trying to see. If you can get LeBron on there. LeBron's not on there. He's won one championship in L.A. No.
Okay. Well, who's your
I give you one automatically. Kareem.
Jerry West.
No. Kareem is.
You got to start with that.
No. Kareem. Kareem is number one.
But he created the team that we know now.
Yeah, that doesn't mean it's plain. Not that he's the team that. But who cares what he and he right. didn't do the team that's there now.
But he's the idea gone. Of yeah. the Lakers.
No, so he's and he is the. He is.
All right.
So the logo.
Right. I know. So I where are you
but
going?
He's not in my top four.
Okay. Well, Wilt Chamberlain
is right on the cusp of my top four.
Okay. All right. So you're going straight to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay.
Magic Johnson. Kobe Bryant. And then I'm up for grabs.
So the Big Diesel, you're not putting him in there?
Huh?
Shaq?
So it's Shaq. It's Shaq. Wilt. Jerry West.
You're just doing this trying to get a rise out of me because I'm going to go, well, you know what? I think LeBron deserves to be in there.
Yeah.
No,
I didn't.
And so
no, I'm saying my yes. middle son is
right, exactly.
cussing at me right now because, no.
He's won one championship?
Yeah. In the bubble.
In the bubble. Okay.
That really makes him mad when yeah. I say he won a championship. He won two with Miami, and he's won one with Cleveland.
That's what I'm saying. So
if he goes into the Hall of Fame, he's going in the Hall of Fame as a Cleveland Cavalier.
Right. If we make a NBA, you're saying he's got a better chance of being on an NBA Mount Rushmore than he does a Laker Mount Rushmore.
No, I don't think he's on an NBA Mount Rushmore.
You're just trying to get that LeBron demographic fans wound up.
I love LeBron. He's just not. He's not on the NBA.
So Kobe, yes. Wilt Chamberlain, yes.
Kareem
Abdul-Jabbar. Well, okay, yeah.
Has five championships until LeBron just broke his record in more games. And see, I could rip him again.
All right.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the greatest high school player of all time, the greatest college player of all time, and in the top three of the greatest NBA player of all time. They changed rules for him.
Did you mention Dr. J?
Dr. J is with the 76ers.
Excuse me. I mean, I'm sorry. I did not mean that. I was thinking Magic Johnson, and my God, something popped up in his head. No, Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson is two. Kareem, okay. Magic, Kobe.
I'm just trying to trip you up here so you say, and LeBron.
Nope.
All right.
Taint happening.
Okay.
I would put, I almost agree with you that I would put Jerry West there, but it's hard to keep Wilt Chamberlain off that. But I can't think of...
You can't bump. I mean, honestly, the pivotal one is Shaq.
Yeah.
And are you gonna take Shaq off and put Jerry West on there? Probably not.
No. And
so this is all about clicks of people.
I don't think you can put Kobe on there without putting Shaq on there because they're...
Right, they were a tandem. Yes, they were. But it's
Kareem
funny.
And Magic.
This was created. Okay, so this was done by... Whose site was this done on? Bleacher Report.
Yep.
Done on Bleacher Report, and Adam Williams did it, and his Twitter blew up because half the people, 50%, you know, like you say, just went, are you kidding me? Where's LeBron? Yep. And
No. And he hasn't been there long enough. He hasn't.
And your age group is going to say that. Your son's age group is going to say LeBron has to be in there. He's a pivotal. He's changed the game. He is. He's at the.
I don't think he changed the game.
I know, but it's you're gonna get an argument back on this.
That's my only argument I've ever had for Steph Curry. I've said all along it's easier to be Steph Curry than it is to be LeBron James because 60% of the population has a shot because Steph Curry's 6 foot tall. I mean,
he's kind of special though.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Right,
but LeBron, there's. People who are LeBron's size are defensive ends and tight ends. That's what they are. Okay. And he plays
well,
basketball.
You sucked me into this discussion as much as Bleacher Report did.
He's the number one.
I'm not going to say LeBron James.
He's number one in the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Right. But as soon as they got swept, this discussion was everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he should be out of the GOAT. He's not a GOAT conversation anymore.
Here's the discussion was that, and oh my God, he needs to have surgery on his foot. That was the second part.
Yeah.
He was injured. Okay, I get that.
All right.
I'm in. I have come around on on LeBron. I'm not anti-LeBron.
All right, basketball guy, where's the good money? Are we going? Are we putting the money on Heat to get this taken care of and done, like you talked about, so they can rest?
I'm worried that if they don't get this done, that it goes seven, and Denver's just, no matter who goes, Denver's just going to.
Because they're rested. Yeah. They're not going to be flat. They're not going to be. Because
they don't play. Their type of game they play
is not tempo ball that you have to.
Joker doesn't have to be in rhythm to make a 2-foot shot. Okay. I think, and I heard some great analysts talking the last 2 days about these two remaining teams and who they would want to see. And both of the two analysts said the same thing. Neither one of these teams. That's why the Lakers should have had a better shot at beating the Nuggets than they did, because the Lakers are big. These two teams are not big. The Boston Celtics, their biggest player is Horford, and he's 6'11". He can't. He's not guarding Joker. And no. Miami Heat are even smaller. And Zeller and that other guy, Joker's going to go, wow, there's somebody that people actually think is less athletic than me guarding right. me. I think...
Hawkeyes get another one, 6'4" now.
Good.
For baseball.
Their relief pitcher will come in and take care of that.
Are we relying, because of this storybook, coming in as an 8 seed and playing and working their way in as Miami Heat, because Jimmy Butler was out of his mind?
See, and I don't even think that all of this with Miami has anything to do with Jimmy Butler. Yeah, he's out of his mind and all that. This has more to do with...
But he's had a good playoff.
Right. This has more to do with Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra than it does anything. No matter... They just need a superstar, and that superstar happens to be Jerry Butler. If that superstar was somebody else,
right.
I get that. My other Laker thing, since we have a couple of minutes, and I talked about this earlier, and I wanted... You know how much I'm not a huge Kyrie Irving fan. I love watching him play, right. but I'm not a big fan, because I don't think you get the whole product all the time, because he doesn't want that. He just wants to do his thing, and then he wants to be left alone. And Kawhi Leonard can get away with it, and for some reason Kyrie Irving can't. Because it's not like Kyrie Irving's out there getting in trouble and saying, I mean, he says some things that are out there.
Right.
But he's pretty quiet. You know, everybody said today, well, they need to get Dame Lillard. There's the Lakers are.
Holy Moses.
They get more.
Sorry, they just went up 9-4.
There you go.
Okay.
A lot of people saying, well, they need to go get Dame Lillard.
You have no idea how proud of it is that I said Moses instead of what I was thinking. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, continue.
They can't. The Lakers can't get anybody that's not up that you can sign. I said it last night, and then somebody said it today, and it came up, and then it started. I should have posted it last night. I think they should go after Trae Young with the Hawks, because that is...
He fits the mold.
He fits the mold.
And he does.
And he's got an attitude, and he shoots, and he scores, and he doesn't have a lot of talent around him, and nobody in Atlanta likes him.
Do you think they're going to be open-armed and like him? But you're saying in L.A., if you win, they'll like you no matter what.
And he gives them no issues off the court that Kyrie has. And his only issue on the court is people say, well, he takes too many shots. Well, he doesn't have anybody else on his team.
Right, exactly.
Score.
Exactly.
And now he has LeBron and Anthony Davis, and you give him two shooters on the side.
Right.
Now, he doesn't play any defense. Kyrie's not playing any defense either. D'Angelo Russell wasn't playing any defense or shooting. And once again, that picture of him after they lost in 4, seen out there, he shot 23 pointers in a row and doinked every one of them for no apparent reason. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're glad you're in with us. We got one segment left. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Potpourri coming up. I got something that's going to make him blush.
Sign up for 101.3 and 1700 The Champs E-Club online at 7.
Everybody, once again, happy Thursday. Hope everybody had a great day. Drive safely home. There's all kinds of great stuff going around.
Everybody's in a get-out-of-town mood.
Yes. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at @SceneOnSports, @ScottBrower_13, @1700 The Champ, and @Happy Hour_SS. Twitter, that's Twitter. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. You got the last read today.
Heritage Building Maintenance.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. All right. Again, I did not. I need to do this, but I won't. Provides quality health-centric building maintenance and janitorial services throughout central Iowa. Heritage is feature-focused, driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide the first line of defense in proper health care, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, provide peace of mind in protecting our future by being certified partners in science-proven microbial control to provide an advanced level of janitorial services to their clients. Go to heritagebldg. That's short for building. So heritagebldg.com to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services.
Thank you to Heritage. Thank you to Palmer Group. Thank you to D. Moss, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, Northwest Bank, and Woodman Controls. We appreciate all that you do for us.
Nice job out of the Iowa Hawkeyes.
9-4.
9-4. They will have, as I'm looking here, they will have tomorrow off because they have to figure out who the winner of that game is going to be. And that looks like they're going to play 9 a.m. on Saturday. Yes, the 27th. Today's the 25th. Yes.
Okay.
Cool. I'm going to watch some baseball.
Here is a couple of things for you.
Okay.
Most wins of a quarterback in the last six seasons. I guarantee you can give me number one. I guarantee you probably can give me number two. No way in the world you give me number three.
How many years?
6 years.
In the last six
that
years.
That would be Patrick Mahomes started starting quarterback 6 years ago. So they're starting this at Patrick Mahomes. So I just gave that away. So Patrick Mahomes is number one. He has 64 wins. The next person has 57. The next person has 54.
57 has got to be Tom Brady.
No.
Really?
Yes.
Josh Allen.
Think.
Really? Wow, wow, wow. I know it's not Aaron Rodgers.
It is Aaron Rodgers.
Shut up, really? Yeah.
Shut up!
Oh, wait, wait, no, I hear Steen in my ear going, well, he plays in a division where there's nobody, so there's you get 8 out of 9 wins every yeah. time because of it.
Six
so.
Wins, but yes.
Exactly.
Okay, so okay, he's at 57.
Sorry. Yes.
The third one.
Wins?
Yep.
In the league in the last 6 years. Yeah,
and I'll give you one hint. He's played on two different teams.
Well, that can be Kyler Murray then. I did that yeah. for you. I did that for you. You know I did. Two different teams.
I love Kyler Murray as much as I love Trae Young.
Yeah, you know what? You can have him. But I am at a NFC or AFC. Give me that. Can you tell? Or was he on both?
No, NFC.
NFC. It's not Tony Romo either. I know that.
No,
so.
That's not 6 years.
No, it's not.
He's been
Man.
In the booth for 6 years.
Wowzers, dude.
I wouldn't have got it. I'm
okay,
telling
okay
you
break it down even farther. It's, so we're NFC, NFC West.
Had a surprisingly good season last year, but didn't bite kneecaps.
Didn't, wow. NFC, man, I'm at a loss. I'm hopefully somebody's screaming it out right now, but NFC.
Remember what it is? But he didn't bite any kneecaps.
I'm drawing a blank on that one. So
his coach is Dan Campbell.
Really?
Yes. Remember Dan Campbell?
Yes, I do. For the Detroit Lions.
Yep. Jared Goff.
Wow. Goff
has 54 wins because he was with the Rams.
Wow. That was a journey to get there because I was not going there.
I wouldn't have. I mean, I would have got Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. Boom, boom.
I'm not going to lie.
I would not.
I guess I don't exactly associate winning quarterback Jared Goff with the Detroit Lions either.
No,
so,
but he looks like he's turning the corner. I mean, I think why it was out there because I think people think that they think that Detroit Lions are going to be really good. They think the Detroit Lions are winning that division. And I don't think I disagree with them because it's really funny because I don't – when you look at that, you have Jordan Love, you have Kirk Cousins.
Right.
So that's – and you have Justin Fields. I think nobody understands how Justin Fields is going to be.
Well, I see – I'm not counting out Green Bay because I want to see this kid, Jordan Love. I think, you know
– It doesn't work.
Oh, it doesn't work?
No.
Sorry.
Even but though your, your family can hear you saying it, but they don't see you laughing at me while you're saying it.
He's been behind the tutelage of a MVP quarterback.
A great tutor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. So I might leave. Would you go that way? Would you go Detroit over Minnesota?
Oh, yeah.
You don't think Minnesota's going to run like 10, 12 wins again and then stall?
I don't. Because I think Chicago's going to be better. I think Green Bay is going to be worse. And I think Detroit's going to be better. And I think it's going to be, I seriously think it may be Detroit and Chicago fighting it out.
I can see that. AFC East, you know, they're still saying Buffalo 1, Jets 2, Miami 3, and then New England.
Who just got in trouble with the league again because they were practicing their players in the wrong way.
Hello.
Yes, all the time. Because New England stinks.
Well, but
you can pick on him now.
But the old man could look and go, you mean that's a rule? And they'd be, I'm sorry. Okay.
It's not
Don't
a rule.
Do it again. Don't
it's a
do it
rule
again.
Now.
Yeah.
It's starting now.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay, we just practiced 4 times yesterday. Okay. Starting in 2 weeks from now.
And go.
Okay. If you were ranking divisions in the NFL, who would your number one division be?
Right now?
Right now. Going into the season, who would be your number one division?
Oh, man.
You can pull them up. It's fine.
No, I'm just.
And I will tell you they're AFC, AFC, NFC, AFC.
It's AFC is first?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I really thought it was going to be AFC West last year, but that was, they completely fizzled on that one. AFC East is going to be the number one going into this season.
The AFC East is number four.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, call me Homer, I guess.
Number one, AFC North. Cincinnati, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cleveland. Number one in the NFL.
Really?
That's what they said. And it was a lot of different people that were doing this. Number two is
the
AFC West, Kansas City, L.A., Oakland, Denver. Now, I'm not buying that because
that was my one last year.
Because I don't think Oakland and Denver are going to be very good. The next one was Philadelphia, Dallas, New York, and Washington. I think that could be better. And then it's Buffalo, Miami, New England, and the Jets. Tampa Bay, Carolina, New Orleans, and Atlanta. I don't even know if you have an above 500 team in that division.
Philly, Cowboys, Giants, Commanders.
They were the first. That was the first NFC. The next NFC was San Francisco. Boy, they're giving a lot of credit
to Philadelphia on that one. Then
Arizona, I should say, not Phoenix.
Wow.
Because I think I don't even know how you do the NFC West even as high as they are. Because I think San Francisco.
Well,
San Francisco is going to be good, and Seattle is going to be good. LA and Phoenix are going to be god awful.
The NFC West.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I would think they would actually give AFC West a higher ranking because of Kansas City.
Yeah, they.
But it, to me, I
but
was.
You have
I was
expecting Denver. Now maybe Denver's going to get better because they have Sean Payton. I get that.
I don't know that he is the savior walking, but.
Yeah, but they didn't think that in New Orleans either, and he did well in New Orleans, and he had a quarterback.
But he had Drew Brees. I mean, good Lord, you even mentioned that name around my middle son, and he starts weeping.
And he has Russell Wilson. and there's not a
same mold, right?
Pretty much.
Okay.
The AFC North, because I told you, I think Cleveland's going to be better, I think Pittsburgh's going to be better, and I think Baltimore's going to be better. The only team I don't think is going to be better is Cincinnati, but my nephew would yell at me for saying that.
But see, Cincinnati was the leader. I mean, it's so when you say they're not going to be better is because the Ravens and the Browns stepped up, so they're not going to have as many divisional wins. I mean, you look at it last year, and the Bengals were 12-4. Ravens were 10-7.
I'm not so sure I wouldn't take Philadelphia, Dallas, New York, and Washington, because I think Washington can be 500.
Well, you know, we're gonna have to reset again because they don't get to keep the Washington Commanders.
That was ruled out or whatever.
So
that just shows how poorly that organization is run. And the simple fact that they've had 6, 7, 8 wins the last few years with that yo-yo
right.
is pretty amazing, actually.
They can go with the athletics. Nobody seems to be using that.
Yeah.
Sorry. That was mean.
Same problems. The only thing the AFC North has going for it is I really do think Pittsburgh and Cleveland are going to be better. I think that's – I wouldn't want to play in those places. I mean, I think they have – that. I think that's the toughest. So, thanks for
you
being –
You just want your Ravens, bud.
I do. Thanks for being in and listening to us this week. We appreciate it. It's good to be back. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We'll be back in next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Have a good holiday. Remember the day and why.
And why. Important. See you then.